From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil reporting. U.S. President Donald Trump has held a bilateral meeting, or will be holding a bilateral meeting, with Chinese President Xi Jinping early Thursday, in which Mr. Trump has said that he intends to press Xi to push North Korea to abandon its nuclear program. Mr. Trump arrived in Beijing Wednesday, his first visit as president to China, North Korea's closest ally. Mr. Trump called and is expected to call on China to expel North Korean workers from the country and otherwise eliminate some of its other dealings with Pyongyang. The talks between Trump and Xi will also deal with trade, a touchy subject since Mr. Trump has long complained about the trade deficit between China and the United States. The president suffered his sharpest political setback of his presidency Tuesday, when Democrats swept two easy victories in governor's races in Virginia and New Jersey. Democrats were ecstatic with their sweep of the two gubernatorial races and excited by a turnout that could have major implications for next year's congressional midterm elections, when all 435 House seats and one-third of the Senate will be on the ballot. Democrats are pointing to exit polls in both Virginia and New Jersey that show that anger at Mr. Trump was a major factor in stimulating Democrats to get to the polls. They also note Democratic gains in the battle for state delegate seats in Virginia, another sign of grassroots enthusiasm. The president's administration has announced that it is implementing changes that will channel economic activities away from Cuba's military, intelligence, and security services and impose travel and business limitations on Americans who interact with Cubans. The new rules take effect Thursday and are a partial rollback of U.S. President Barack Obama's restoration of diplomatic relations with Cuba in 2015. This is VOA News. Vice President Mike Pence and his wife Karen headed to the small Texas town of Sutherland Springs to console the wounded survivors and families of the victims of the nation's latest mass murder. Pence spoke at a prayer vigil for 26 churchgoers shot dead during a Sunday morning service by a gunman with a history of mental illness. He also met with law enforcement officials in the church neighbor who shot the gunman as he fled, potentially saving other lives. Before going to Sutherland Springs, Mr. Pence comforted 10 of the critically wounded survivors being treated at the Brooke Army Medical Center in San Antonio. Philippine President Rodrigo Duterte says he's asking Beijing a big question during the Asia-Pacific Economic Cooperation.
Duterte said it was time to ask Beijing what its intentions are for the South China Sea, and if Southeast Asian countries are allowed to freely navigate the disputed strategic waterway. But why raise this issue now? RAND Corporation Associate Director for the Center for Asia-Pacific Policy, Scott Harold, says Duterte's behavior may stem from the Philippine leader trying to play hard to get with Washington, while at the same time, he says, that can't mean signaling to China that anything they do is okay.
If he wants to extract resources or commitments or appear to his base to be sufficiently patriotic, nationalistic, what have you, he needs to stand up for the Philippines' claims.
Harold says that while Duterte has been content to downplay a July 2016 permanent court of arbitration award in favor of the Philippines, he must also convince his supporters that he's doing enough to merit their trust.
That's VOA's Steve Miller reporting. The U.S. State Department is ending the Central American Miners, or CAM, refugee program that was established to stem the flood of children attempting to enter the United States from El Salvador, Guatemala, and Honduras. The program, established in 2015 by the Obama administration, allowed certain parents lawfully residing in the United States to request a refugee resettlement interview for their children and eligible family members. The Trump administration has said that it would end the program as part of its overall review of the refugees' admissions process. The State Department said the deadline to apply for the program is Thursday. While people from those countries seeking refugee status may still be eligible, they must use the normal refugee screening process. Since 2014, more than 1,500 children and eligible family members have arrived in the United States as refugees under the CAM program. Another 13,000 have applied for refuge, according to the State Department. I'm Tommy McNeil in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.